Franklin Pierce Multilanguage Sea Letter. Issued July 29, 1856. Ship, the Chile. Location of issue, New Bedford. Commanded by Benjamin S. Clark. Carrying capacity, 291 tons. Cargo, provisions and stores for whaling voyage. Bound for Pacific Ocean Whaling Voyage. This voyage in the Chile was documented through a spectacular journal kept by Rodolphus W. Dexter of Martha's Vineyard, who sailed on this voyage. The journal, illustrated profusely with drawings by Dexter, is preserved in the New Bedford Whaling Museum. The illustrations from the famous journal have been used to enhance many later books on whaling, including an edition of Moby Dick. This sea letter is in four languages, French, Spanish, English, and Dutch, and was signed by President Franklin Pierce, who served one term, from March 4, 1853 until March 4, 1857. President Pierce served both in the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate before ascending to the presidency. Pierce entered the White House distraught over witnessing his 11-year-old son die when their train wrecked only 2 months before. Secretary of War Jefferson Davis advocated a southern railroad route to the west, and James Gadsden purchased land in Arizona and New Mexico for $10 million. A bitter argument developed over whether slavery would be allowed in this and other territories. This issue plagued Pierce throughout his presidency as the nation inched closer to civil war. The document is also signed by Secretary of State William Learned Marcy, who had little foreign policy experience and had never traveled outside the United States. However, he negotiated a number of treaties and agreements and was instrumental in the acquisition of 30,000 square miles of territory through the 1853 Gadsden Treaty. A unique aspect of this sea letter is that, even though Charles B. H. Fessenden was the collector of customs in New Bedford at this time, the document is signed by James Taylor, who signed as both collector and notary. This sea letter is printed on rag paper and bears the Great Seal of the United States in the center, and two notary seals in the lower center and the center left. Passport and sea letter descriptions excerpted from Douglas L. Stein's American Maritime Documents, 1776-1860. Descriptions of each Mediterranean passport and sea letter provided by J. Revell Carr, former president and director, Mystic Seaport, the Museum of America and the Sea.